ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Nightlife foreign correspondent.
Here in Australia, this time of year, it is very much about Christmas. Kids are off from school, they're enjoying summer holidays, you might have taken off, do a bit of camping with the family, you might be, like we heard before, just driving around Maroochydore trying to find something to do because everything else is shut. It's kind of a perfect time to maybe get out and about and experience some of that, maybe even the Christmas decorations that are on display everywhere. I know people, and I've spoken to people who go to incredible lengths to put displays up, front lawns, lighting up houses, everything in between. Christmas will be very different in many other countries in the world. It's actually a very different type of public holiday for people in Pakistan. They commemorate today's holiday in the name of Muhammad Ali Jinnah, who is the founder of Pakistan. So what is a Christmas Day like on the other side of the world? I thought we would chat to our foreign correspondent in Karachi, Pakistan, to find out. Adil Azhar, radio and TV presenter. Adil, welcome back to Nightlife.
Thank you so much, Nick. Merry Christmas to you too, everyone in Australia or across the world, wherever you have your listeners. And yes, we are back to the good old way of communicating through mobile SIM.
Oh,
pretty nice.
How traditional of us to be on the phone together. I think it's great. what is this time of year like in Pakistan?
So Pakistan is actually experiencing the winters, and winters have been pretty moderate this time. Today is the 25th of December, naturally, in Pakistan. It is also a public holiday, and as you mentioned earlier in the introduction, today it is a public holiday because we celebrate the birth anniversary of the gentleman whom we call the father of the nation. We call him the greatest leader, Qaid-e-Azam in Persian. Muhammad Ali Jinnah is his name. And that coincides with Christmas, of course, so we have a public holiday, and it's nice to see. I think with time, the celebration of the birth anniversary of the founding father of Pakistan, they have become kind of subdued now that the Gen Z and Gen Alpha is taking over. They are perhaps not able to associate with the gentlemen like we used to, the Gen Xer and the millennials. But still, the holiday is there, and I had a holiday. I had no radio show in the morning, so yeah, I'm enjoying a nice, decent Sunday holiday at home.
Well, so here am I ruining your day off by making you talk about it. So, I mean, is there also, I guess, a cadre of Christmas celebrations as well in Pakistan?
So, around 1.3 to 1.5% of Pakistani population is Christian.
Oh.
And most of them are Catholics. There are some Protestants here as well. In fact, there is a very small LDS, the Latter-day Saint minority here as well. So they all celebrate their Christmas. So for a population which is just 1.5%, you won't expect to see a lot of celebrations or jubilations on the road. But surprisingly, at least in the big cities like Karachi, where I live, and Lahore, and to some extent in the capital city, Islamabad, you actually see quite a lot of, celebrations. In fact, you see Christmas trees in most of the restaurants. You see Santa Clauses, people dressed up as Santa Clauses and all. So, in fact, I was at a restaurant just yesterday night, and I was very happy to see the kind of jubilation, at least the environment that they had, the ambiance that they had created of celebrating Christmas. In fact, in Lahore, which has a significant Christian population, this time the street branding and the street decorations have been pretty much unprecedented. So yes, you do, even for a country which is 97% Muslim, you actually do see pretty much, you see a lot of celebrations and marking of Christmas, because let's not forget, Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, is also the prophet of Islam as well. So, I mean, we have the belief on him as well that he was also a righteous prophet. So I think we should celebrate these things together.
I think that's a beautiful message for this day as well. But so very interesting to see that sort of that Santa Claus and the Christmas decorations are there as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I was just telling you about the restaurant. I was there. Mm. I saw perhaps the most beautiful. In fact, yeah, in Lahore, in the main, there's a square called Liberty Square. They have put up perhaps what I've heard is the biggest Christmas tree in Pakistan ever made. And I saw the picture on social media today, and it actually looked beautiful yesterday night. So again, Merry Christmas, everyone. Pakistan is celebrating along.
This is actually fascinating. Adil, while I've got you, keep talking Christmas when we can, but I do have to ask, you know, we're talking about one of Pakistan's best-known names and a very notorious saga in recent history, former Prime Minister Imran Khan. What is the latest in terms of the troubles he's found himself in?
Well, Imran Khan and his wife, they received yet another sentence against him. It is a case which, let's be very frank about it, Nick. I think I would say that the significant majority of Pakistan believes that all these cases against Imran Khan are pretty much politically motivated. Even the United Nations Human Rights Commission has said that he's a prisoner of his own, he's a prisoner of conscience. And in the past week, he has received another sentence for embezzling with the gift that his wife received from Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince and the de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia. I think this is the fifth or sixth sentence that he has received. But everyone, I think there's an absolute consensus among the people of Pakistan that these cases are bogus cases against him. Pakistan 2025, I mean, we are at the end of the year, and this year would be remembered as one of the darkest years in our history, because we have seen a virtual taking over of the constitution and the judiciary by the powerful military establishment of Pakistan. And it appears that the Western powers and the Western countries, including, I'm sorry to say, your own country as well, are pretty much okay with the arrangement that you have in Pakistan, because they appear to be very pro-West, and they appear to be, in fact, Donald Trump, time and again, he keeps praising the Pakistan's field marshal, who has received a lifetime immunity. He can't be prosecuted for any crime that he has committed or may commit. That's something which is something unusual. I mean, not even the kings. I mean, it's just like just crowned himself like the ruler of the country. So that is the kind of, as I said, there is a lot of personal animosity between him and Imran Khan. And the significant opinion and the significant belief is that he's just making sure that Imran Khan stays behind bars for the rest of his life so that he can have an easy ride as the de facto ruler of the country, because Imran Khan still is hugely popular in Pakistan while being in the jail for the past 2.5 years almost, and people haven't even seen a single glimpse of Imran Khan. Whatever message comes out from Imran Khan and is posted on his X account, it becomes the talk of the town, it becomes the narrative, it becomes the thing that people in Pakistan talk about. So he still remains, even after being out of the power for so many years, almost 4 years now, behind bars for almost 2.5 years, he remains the most powerful person in the country because the people are behind him.
Adil, we're going to run out of time soon, and I want to ask you about a beautiful sport story. I think doing what sport does best, connecting people across the world. Obviously, quite a few Pakistani cricket stars playing in the Big Bash League. What's been the reception in Pakistan? Has it got a bit of excitement in Aussie cricket?
I've got to say, Nick, it was a masterstroke by the management of Big Bash League to draft in these Pakistani players, because let me give you an idea. So I do this morning radio show. I talk a lot about sports, and half of the time I talk about sports is about Big Bash League. We are tracking the performance of Pakistani players. Of course, our best players right now, most popular one, Babar Azam is there, Mohammad Rizwan is there, Shaheen Shafi, the Hassan Ali, Shadab, and the kids here, they know the name of the teams. You just see the kind of traffic that these highlights and these posts are getting. So I think it's a great job done. I really hope Pakistani players did not get off to a good start. We have never performed well in the Australian condition, but it looks like that in the second or third match they are getting into the groove, and we are seeing some performances coming out of Pakistan. I, for one, am watching, perhaps following BBL Big Bash League for the very first time, and I have got to say it's an amazing league. I'm really enjoying, people are really enjoying, and there's lots of discussion around it.
I'm really excited about that. And as you said, public holiday. Adil Azhar, thank you so much for actually having a little bit of time to talk to us today. He is a radio and TV presenter. He is based in Karachi in Pakistan.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.